This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For all the attention that STEM education gets in this economy, a report not too long ago from the consulting firm Deloitte showed that we are going to be millions of people short in filling the 3.5 million science, technology, engineering, and math job openings we are going to have in manufacturing alone in this country by the year 2025. The government knows that, and it's putting money into programs meant to get more young students into the STEM pipeline. According to the National Science Foundation, funding from just one single source has reached more than 1 million K-12 students. Marketplace's Andy Euler has the rest of that one from KUT in Austin, Texas.
These sophomore biology students at Austin High School are studying how epidemics work. The kids are huddled around laptops running different scenarios, like how vaccination rates affect the progression of a disease. Anthony Petrosino is an education professor at the University of Texas at Austin. He's in charge of the National Science Foundation grant that's paying for these kids to learn this stuff.
It basically allows students to program and to use the computer to create things. They become active participants and creators and designers.
Getting students engaged in STEM fields is important to U.S. employers. Many feel forced to bring in foreign workers through complicated and expensive H-1B visas right now. Maya Denton is doing her part to get more students interested in science and tech. She's a graduate student in STEM education at UT Austin. Her federally funded research focuses on preparing K-12 teachers to improve math and science education by broadening the definition of STEM.
All of the science and engineering and math involved in things like sewing or crafting or things like that, all of the things which may not get counted as it, but actually involve a lot of principles in STEM.
Getting more minority students enrolled in college STEM programs is the focus of Sarah Eichhorn's federally funded work at UT Austin. Under her new initiative, 25 low-income sophomores will get $5,000 each to do math and science research.
Wealthier students have the opportunity to volunteer and do research, whereas low-income students have to work and don't often have the chance to do extensive undergraduate research.
All three of these STEM initiatives have something really interesting in common. The foreign workers we told you about, the ones who are here in the U.S. to perform those STEM jobs, are basically paying for the programs that would render them redundant. Stuart Anderson is director of the National Foundation for American Policy.
One of the best-kept secrets in immigration policy is that every time a company uses an H-1B visa to hire a foreign national, a good chunk of money goes to fund training and scholarships for Americans.
A typical employer pays about $5,000 to apply for a worker under that H-1B visa program. 30% of that goes to training and scholarships. That's more than $5 billion since H-1Bs hit the scene in 1998. A lot of money, but immigration attorney Sandra Feiss says the government is curiously silent about what these fees are doing.
Politicians like to use H-1Bs as this rhetorical punching bag, saying that they're taking Americans' jobs. But they, you know, never talk about the fact that every time an H-1B is filed, that money is directly funding training for American workers in those exact fields where we have so many H-1B workers.
Even many of the researchers and academics who are funded through these H-1B fees are in the dark. Sarah Eichhorn at UT Austin.
I had no idea that this money was at all tied with visa fees.
Not until I told her, anyway. In its 2020 budget, the Trump administration suggested boosting H-1B fees. That could discourage smaller employers from applying to get those workers. But the Department of Labor says the goal is to raise even more money for scholarships and to train Americans in STEM fields. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.